My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have gathered here for the vigil of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. We have actually been able to come here because of the love that God has for all of us. God loves us, and that is why he sent his son, his only son, Jesus Christ, to come here on earth in order to save us. And Jesus Christ, when he actually came over here, he showed that he had the heart, the good heart. And the heart that Jesus Christ actually showed here on earth by dying on the cross, dying for all of us, is a sure sign that we have to realize what Jesus Christ himself said when he said, "There is no greater love than this, that a person should actually be willing to die for other people." And Jesus Christ actually did exactly that. He is full of compassion. He is full of love. And because of that, we also who are present here and everybody over there, we actually should take the good example of the heart of Jesus Christ, who actually showed his love to all of us. And he even showed his love through forgiveness. He forgave even those people who were actually persecuting him, the people who were nailing him on the cross. He said, "Father, forgive all these people, for they know not what they are actually doing." And I have observed that very same love is the one that we are also actually manifesting over here. For example, I would like, on behalf of my friend, my brother priest, Father Terry Brennan, and on my own behalf, to thank you, good people, for the prayers that you actually offer for us priests, for 53 years, you've been coming over here to pray for us priests during the holy hour for priests. We do not take that for granted at all because we actually need your prayers. You have shown the heart that Jesus Christ actually had. And this heart of Jesus Christ is the heart that each and every person should actually be able to follow. Especially as Catholics, as good Catholics, we have to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. I know the weather sometimes has not been all that good. In Malawi, honestly, I must tell you the truth, we have never experienced any snow, not even a single day. But when I look at the pictures, when you are having the holy hour for priests praying for us, I sometimes see days when there is snow, plenty of snow, and yet you endure that to come and pray for us, the clergy, the priests. Not only that, even when it is raining very hard, you are still here praying for us. Even if it is very hot, you are still here praying for us. We do not take this for granted at all, and we would like to express our sincere and heartfelt thanks to the organizers, to the lay order of St. Michael's, to all members of St. Michael's World Apostolate and to everybody who actually comes here to pray for the clergy, for the priests. On top of that, my dear friends, honestly, the weekend that we've had, the prayers that we have been having together, obviously, when going back to my country, Malawi, 13,000 miles from USA, from New York to Malawi, I'll get a lot of graces from here. And these graces are not for only me. I also have to share these graces to my parishioners over there. I have 36,000 parishioners, and they know that I'm here, and when I go back, I'll spread the messages of Our Lady of the Roses to all these people. Not only my parishioners, but even to my fellow priests. Most of you remember very well, there was a time when I brought my own bishop over here, who is now the Archbishop of Blantyre. The point I would like to actually ask you, my dear friends, is this. Let us continue spreading the message of Our Lady of the Roses, because we get a lot of graces from here. We get a lot of inspiration from what when we come over here to pray, we get a lot of graces, we get a lot of love, a lot of things from the Almighty God. And these things we have to share also to different people. It would be very, very good, my dear friends, if maybe every year you would try to bring at least one or two people. We have our friends. Let us continue spreading the message of Our Lady of the Roses so that people should be attracted to actually come for this special pilgrimage that we do every year. I am very sure that everybody here who has been at this anniversary will definitely go back with a lot of graces. We have come from different places, very far away, very close. May the good Lord give you all the blessings that you actually need for your good heart. And let us follow always the heart of Jesus Christ, so compassionate, so loving, so kind. We should also do the same. We should learn to forgive other people, just as we say in the Our Father, forgive us our sins as we also forgive. If you forgive our sins, then we will also try to forgive other people, because you forgive our trespasses. We have to do the same. Let us follow the example of Jesus Christ, and let us continue coming over here, because we get a lot of graces. Let us continue spreading the message of Our Lady of the Roses, so that the glory of God may be filled. And then at the end of our life, God Himself will be able to welcome us together with Our Lady of the Roses in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you very much, Father, for your kind and beautiful and inspiring words. And may you have a safe flight back to Malawi tomorrow. And be assured that you will be remembered in our community prayers and, of course, during the Sunday Holy Hour for the Pope and clergy. So thank you very much for your presence. And thank you also, Father Terry, for your presence and your help, for your ministerial help. The other day, the good priest spent 2 solid hours here in confessions. And, of course, they've been providing confessions and masses throughout the week, throughout Our Lady's 53rd anniversary weekend. So we are very grateful for your presence and for your help. God bless you.